This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Rescuers searching the North Atlantic for the submersible that vanished while taking five people down to the wreck of the Titanic are facing a long list of challenges. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Teams are, of course, on the water in ships, using surveillance aircraft and equipped with sonar and remotely operated vehicles known as ROVs.
It's really the only way you're going to be able to recover anything from the deep sea floor.
Kitty Croft Bell of the Ocean Discovery League.
And the only way that you can see the deep sea floor live in real time.
There are two ROVs involved, more on the way, trying to hone in on the source of intermittent banging sounds picked up by the surveillance aircraft. But the search area is twice the size of Connecticut and the water's 2.5 miles deep. And there are many potential sources of sound underwater. And experts add sound gets bent at different depths by pressure and temperature change.
I think it's just hard for people to understand just how slow it is to be able to do these kinds of operations.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said on Wednesday he expected to secure almost $7 billion in aid after telling a London conference Russia's war meant Kyiv was facing the largest reconstruction project in Europe since World War II.
One of the key questions we are constantly facing is who will pay the hundreds of billions for the recovery. First and foremost, Russia must pay for what it has destroyed.
Britain, the United States, the European Union, and others attending the conference pledged billions of dollars in additional help as Ukraine said it needed yet more capital and also commitments to specific projects to not only recover, but to develop into a powerful member of the Western world. More on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish authorities have been cracking down on week-long celebrations by LGBTI plus members in Istanbul, and the center of Turkey's capital city is locked down this week as the city governor ruled a planned parade was a terror threat. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The crackdown comes after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used his victory speech to ramp up his criticism of the LGBTI plus activists, accusing them of threatening family values. Many LGBTI plus organizations that have developed over the past few decades in Turkey are now struggling to survive under increasing legal pressure. Despite bans on marches, organizers say they remain committed to keeping the event alive as a symbol of their place in Turkish society. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Australia's internet safety watchdog on Thursday threatened to fine Twitter for failing to tackle online abuse. E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant said the platform was now responsible for 1 in 3 complaints about online hate speech reported in Australia. Inman Grant said Twitter had 28 days to show it was serious about tackling the problem or face fines of $475,000 for every day it missed the deadline. She said billionaire Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter last October had coincided with a spike in toxicity and hate. Inman Grant worked on cyber safety at the company after 17 years at U.S. tech giant Microsoft. China unveiled a $72.3 billion package of tax breaks over 4 years for electric vehicles and other green cars on Wednesday, its biggest yet for the industry as it seeks to boost slower auto sales growth. Here's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire.
New energy vehicles, or NEVs, bought next year and in 2025 will be exempted from purchase tax by as much as $4,170 per vehicle. NEVs include all battery EVs, plug-in petrol electric hybrids, and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Shares in major automakers jumped after the details were released. China previously offered a subsidy for EV purchases for more than a decade, but the program ended last year. The new package extends the current NEV purchase tax exemption, which expires at the end of 2023. It aims to stimulate growth in the world's second largest economy, where EV sales have showed signs of flagging.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture has issued its first ever approvals for the sale of lab-grown meat. The so-called cultivated meat is grown in steel tanks using cells that come from a living animal, a fertilized egg, or special bank of stored cells. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.